Welcome, you ladies. Shrek. Shrek, what Shrek are we on? Shrek 5?
Shrek 7. Shrek. Lucky number Shrevin.
Lucky number Shrekin.
Yep.
I've never seen one.
Donkey! Where be Fiona? Shrek ready to fuck! Oi, donkey! If you don't look at Fiona, this morning wood's going in your arse! Fuck!
Mike Myers.
God damn.
That's fucking classic.
Shreks.
Shrek.
Thank
Shreks
you.
All over the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, Shreks.
We're bringing Shreksy back.
Shreks on the beach.
We should do Shrek Fest. Set up a merch booth.
Shrek Fest.
Like at PAX.
Do they do an event? Do they actually
they do.
They do?
There's an event called Shrek Fest, yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. Like a convention?
Yeah.
How come I haven't heard about this?
It's a whole day.
I could be doing this at Shrek Fest. Oi! Welcome to Shrek Fest. Who's ready to fuck?
Sean, on Tuesday, go ahead and promote the upcoming Shrek Fest.
Just imagine me with like green face, the little Shrek antennae.
Yeah.
Big old Shrek belly.
Big old Buddha belly.
Shrek, you know, has a bong. Shrek
Fuck
has
yeah,
a bong.
That green,
it's made,
dude.
It's made out of like a tree log.
He's into lettuce.
Shrek smokes weed.
He does that, right?
We all know that.
Well, he's green.
He's green. Why do you think he's so green?
Antonio Banderas does, he vapes weed, so.
It's implied. Sad
two and
day
two together.
For Antonio Banderas.
Hey,
collapsed,
you know,
lung disease.
I know we got all the weed heads watching, and I like your show, you know. They never mess with me.
They love us.
But let's not pretend that nothing's going to happen. You keep doing that stuff. How do you think Shrek turned that color? You keep breathing in the same thing. Just like I breathe in air, clean air, so I look clear.
Yeah.
He is
pure.
You breathe in green.
Guys,
you will turn green.
You're like a holy color.
Shrek smoked so much weed, the donkey started talking to him.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to eat so many carrots, my skin will turn orange.
Oi, is it just me, or is that donkey talking to me?
Better put that bong down, Shrek. Fiona gets angry when Shrek is out back in the grass.
When he's at Outback.
Best place to go if you're all munched
up. In here, we're family.
All right.
What is their slogan?
If you could, and I'm going to Rocco because he's like an animation historian, knows a lot.
Yeah.
Rocco can answer first. We'll go round robin, round table discussion. If you could smoke weed with one cartoon character.
Thanks for starting with me.
Who would it be?
Dude. Oh, man. I got to think like. I'm going to go Marvin Martian.
Ooh.
Because
he's
all high strung and. But that guy's probably seen the fucking galaxy.
Yeah.
He needs to fucking calm down. So if he did, if he would just fucking chill for a second, he'd probably tell you about, yo, I saw fucking Ad Astra shit. You know what I mean? Like, he'd talk interstellar shit.
In all the known universe,
right.
My favorite song is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Just think about how good that song is.
Damn. Damn, Marvin.
I knew where you were going with that.
Garrett?
You know, I gotta go with either Beavis or Butthead. I think either one. I think you get him as a pair.
One.
You get him as a pair, right?
Yeah.
Kev, we get him as a pair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Taking rips?
I think with me, it's a tie. Either Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory or the Brain from Pinky and the Brain.
Whoa.
So I just want to, you know, you get those guys all smoked up. Then they'll start exposing the secrets of the universe. Dexter will be like, did I ever tell you about the time I invented the world's biggest Dorito?
It took me a second to realize that is how he talked. Because for a second, I'm like, this is terrible. What are you doing? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I haven't watched that show in like 15 years. Yeah, he talked like that.
You know why?
Yeah, I forgot about
Operation Paperclip, based off of all the Nazi scientists that NASA brought over. It's a big, deep conspiracy.
You're right. Dexter probably is ex-Nazi.
Right?
Or the child of one.
Well, yeah, probably. Nazi youth.
Yeah. That's fucked up, man. That totally recontextualized that whole show.
Yeah, Dee Dee with her blonde ass canceled. Fucking pigtails.
Well, no, that show is actually canceled. It's not on.
No, maybe it's maybe Genndy Tartakovsky's maybe it's Russian accent. I don't know.
Maybe.
Did you like Pinky and the Brain as its own show? Like, was that too much Pinky and the Brain? I always battled with that. If it was like, okay, I like their segment in Animaniacs, but maybe a half hour
to
show
me,
is
the,
too much.
The perfect length for any cartoon is 10 to 12 minutes.
Yeah. The 11 minute cartoon to me is like
The Adult Swim.
So, yeah.
Well, just, you know, like a segment on a cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Cartoons would be like two segments.
Yeah. It wouldn't be like 30 minute
You're
adventure.
Right. I forgot about that.
I totally agree with that.
Unless we're talking The Simpsons. But, you know, I'm talking like kids' cartoons.
Yeah.
Can I change my answer to Grimm from Grimm Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
Sure. I never watched that.
That.
Wasn't the Grim Reaper played by like Weird Al?
I don't know.
Or is that a different show?
He spoke with like a reggae accent.
What?
I think it was the guy who did Vamp's voice, Phil Lamar.
Oh, Phil Lamar.
Lamar.
Was it there? I know there was a show that the Grim Reaper was
very
Weird
Jamaican.
Al. Yeah, no, there was some show where Weird Al was the Grim Reaper at one point. You tell me where it was. Billy and Mandy? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
great show, great cartoon.
Theme song.
I'm a lonely horse, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
Wow, what a great theme song that was.
Yeah, that
fucking
theme song
ripped.
Ruled.
Hey, we were talking about smoking, getting the munchies.
What? Oh,
can
no.
Can I turn the camera onto our bookshelf of mystery, our triumphant bookshelf? This is where we keep all the trophies of Megasix. Look at this. Oh,
best box set ever.
What's this right here?
Uh-oh.
What are those?
It's like hieroglyphs.
Yeah.
Evangelion?
Yeah, what is that? Oh, my God.
What do we have here?
El Muerto.
The one-chip challenge, the Pocky one-chip challenge, Fear the Carolina Reaper. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. The new hottest chip on Earth was recently released. We picked some up. If you may not recognize this, it's one giant chip packaged inside of a coffin.
Oh, God. See, I didn't know this was going to look like this.
Yeah, I mean, the fire is shooting his lower jaw off his skull. I don't want that to happen.
We're not sponsored. This is not a sponsorship. We bought these. We sought these out. We have five of them here. I think
Kevin's going to eat all of them.
I think we should do the one chip challenge on this very episode here tonight.
But here's the thing that kills me is the person who loves heat. And, you know, if it gets too hot, chug a glass of milk and loves that too is Sean, and he's not here.
You know, we
Sean
have
loves dairy.
I did get enough. I thought Sean would be here once again.
Yeah, for some
I
reason
I forgot how lazy he was.
Yeah, me too. I also for some reason I know this month is especially difficult for him.
But
for some reason I thought he was back tonight too. He wasn't
here last time.
Right? I thought he was just missing the last one.
I think, you know,
He has to edit this.
You
this...
know, Sunday's the day of rest in Sean's book, whatever.
I'm going into it. Fuck it. No stone left
unturned. This is going to burn. He's going to have to sit and edit this. This is going to burn him up inside here and
there. Well, he should have burned up inside from the chip, but now I'm going to do it myself.
That's happening to us.
Listen, Sean is in birthday month.
Yeah.
Not his birthday month. You know, some people do that. Hey, guys, it's my birthday month. And they just keep tweeting about it. That's not what this is. He has like 37 kids that have birthdays this month.
Yeah.
So he has all these parties for kids lined up. And he's at one now. And he kept telling me like, oh, there's going to be so many people. There's going to be. Because it's for like more than one kid at once. They're knocking it out with one big party. You're knocking it out with one big party? What was last week? You weren't here last week, huh? What do you have? More than a couple kids? Likely story. Anyway, but so he did one today, and I was asking him stuff because we had some questions to ask him, and I'm like, you haven't responded to those. Is everything okay? And he said, no, this and this. yeah, I'm here, but this is what I'm doing right now. And he sent a picture from this children's birthday party.
Yeah.
For a second, I saw the thumbnail of it on my phone screen, on the screen of my iPhone 11 Pro Max here.
Pew, 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 pew.
I saw the thumbnail, in case people were wondering.
Three cameras, bitches.
And I really thought he sent a picture of Coachella as a joke. I thought he sent, you know what I mean? I just saw thumbnailed, and I just saw people and nothing else.
A sea of adults.
And computer, something just happened on the computer. Yeah, sorry. The computer browser, oh yeah, we were looking at files all of a sudden. Anyway, I thought he sent a picture of Coachella as a joke because it was just a sea of people. And I loaded it up, and it's his backyard.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Two things on that. One, I've been to Coachella.
Hell
so
yeah.
We can get the comparison.
No, Coachella is fun. You know, it's a music festival. Everybody's having a good time. So him sending you something makes it look like Coachella. That just makes me think, oh, this guy's like partying, raving, having the time of his life, making lifelong memories that are great.
Yeah.
If that's not the case, then two, birthday parties are fun. He's probably sitting around, feet up, drinking. You know, glasses on. Hat forward,
ice cream,
cake,
listening to the CD,
regular cake, drinking Dr. Pepper.
No, not Dr. Pepper, dude. Adults at children's birthday parties—they're hitting the wine coolers.
You're right. He's chugging
the
wine.
Bartles and James,
Zima.
He's chugging wine, eating the cake. Probably like opening up the gifts beforehand. Like, ooh, that's a nice one.
Oh, I'm gonna keep that for myself.
Oh, this one we could return for some money because you know the kids have already got that. Having a good eating chips, eating pizza. We're here working. Yeah. We're here busting our humps doing the one chip challenge for the fans out there. So
and he's
I
at
think,
home having fun.
Oh, my God.
He's at home having fun. We do have one chip that we had for him. Maybe we'll save it.
We should. We
and
should
then
save
he
it.
Can film himself eating it and edit it into the podcast.
Yeah,
oh,
Sean.
Yeah, that's fun.
Sean, right now when you're editing this, stop what you're doing. Eat this hellacious chip. Go ahead. And we're back.
Well,
wow. Wait.
No. We'll put it
not
at the end of the show.
Not before us. Sean, after that.
We'll do our reactions, and then we'll end the show with his filmed reaction.
Oh, I
for
like
people on Tuesday, like if you're watching this live, you only get us. Sorry.
Sean, I'll film it for you, so don't worry about it. I'll hold the camera. You just eat this hellaciously hot Carolina Reaper chip.
Now,
that's all you have to do.
We're going to get to this, but you know, I'll put this back on the shelf. But first, I'd just like to read the back of the box just to get everybody excited for what's going to come at the end of the show. Warning! Eat at your own risk. Not for the faint of heart. Not everyone will enjoy the extreme heat. Do not eat if you are sensitive to spicy foods, allergic to peppers, nightshades, or...
What?
Capsaicin.
Capsaicin. That's the main ingredient in pepper spray.
Oh, no!
It is!
It is! Oh, no!
Do not eat if you are pregnant or have any medical conditions. Keep out of reach of children. After touching the chip, wash your hands with soap and do not touch your eyes or other sensitive areas.
Do not put chips in your eyes.
Don't whack it.
Kevin, just eat one.
Seek medical
Kevin's
assistance.
Kevin's been shaking his head the whole time.
How many do we have?
Ooh,
this is actually starting to scare me.
Keep going,
When you read it earlier, I was like, oh,
these fuck you up.
Seek medical assistance the rest of the night. Should you experience difficulty breathing. If you can't handle the heat, try drinking milk or eating ice cream. Fear the Reaper and consider yourself warned. After this, hell should be easy.
Whoa. Blue Oyster Cult and
that's
hell.
It. So
if these
how
were
many are there?
I got five.
One per thing.
Oh, yeah. It's one chip. It's the one chip challenge.
But there's five, and we've got one each, and then we're going to save one for Sean. So, yeah, I mean, Kevin, we've got one for you.
Kevin's going to have one.
If those were jalapeno chips, I'd have the same symptoms.
What do you mean
they're
symptoms?
Not.
Symptoms?
So,
just would you lick it? Can we get a lick?
Just lick it.
No.
Kevin, lick it.
No.
We already have our
Derek, Derek, you can eat mine.
Oh, cool. Now we have our mysterious fourth contestant here.
Okay, all right.
We have a mystery contestant that we'll bring on at the end of the show. Okay, so enough about that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's about all the time we have. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for watching, everybody.
Well, Sean is partying all night. I was going to, like, throw him one. Like, we just wrap it up here.
Make it an easy edit?
Nah, we'll keep going.
Okay.
We'll keep going. I mean,
we'll go short now. When he comes back, we'll go extra long.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds fair.
So are we staying tuned till the end of the podcast for the chip challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let that suspense
build. That's what we talked about.
Well, there if we be a ate it now, the rest of the, one of us would go to the hospital.
Because is it really going to wreck us that bad?
Yep.
You know what? I don't think so. So don't worry about it.
But then maybe no after. Well, okay. If I have to go to the hospital, how are we going to do the after show?
So
what if I have an asthma attack?
So we're going to eat the chip
at
the end of the show.
You might.
I don't have my inhaler on me.
You don't?
It'll be hot.
Garrett, you shouldn't.
Kevin's saying, Kevin's whispering.
You don't have your inhaler. That's like being allergic to peanuts and not having your EpiPen. We're going to do the peanut challenge.
He'll be fine. You guys are freaking Garrett out. Stop. He'll be fine. Hey, can I talk about some movies?
Well, can we? There was one thing I wanted to bring up real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I have some movie stuff too. But before, I think everyone, you know, pretty much unanimously wants to talk about the new iPhone. So I really would rather get to that. No,
this
before
is
the,
getting annoying.
No, you were talking about this before the.
Yeah.
Before the show, you were saying, I just want it before we forget this.
Sure, sure.
You were saying something about.
I can't tell if everyone's posts of the iPhone 11 night mode is fucking great. It's beautiful. Look at this fucking shot of night. Look at this fucking shot of my house. This is my girlfriend in the fucking dark alley. Is this facetious? I can't tell.
Why would it be facetious?
Because there is so much. The volume of these posts is getting ridiculous to where I think I'm not in on a meme.
I think low key. I'll answer first, then Rocco can confirm or deny.
Okay.
Low-key, these people are guilty that they bought the phone so early.
Is it a humble brag?
And they feel like, am I just part of the cult? Like, am I just under the influence? So then they have to justify it to themselves by saying like, oh, no, it really is super cool. Look at night mode. Look how good that is.
But I'm looking at the comparisons, and that's why I think it's – I'm not in on the joke because they look the fucking same as the iPhone 10 comparison on the left side of the screen. It looks...
That's my hypothesis. Now,
it doesn't look that much different to where I can't tell, like, wow, this is a radical difference.
Now, Rocco can give a first-hand account.
Okay, I can give an account.
Because he has one.
Terrible photographers. don't know how to show a comparison shot because I've seen 100 of those too.
Right. Okay.
That,
it's not just
the
me.
The mode is fucking incredible. I was outside... in like fucking pure darkness taking photos that look professionally lit.
All right.
They looked incredible. The problem is that no one knows how to do it.
Someone compared a photo from the iPhone 10 and it was fucking daytime to the night mode shot. It's like what
yeah.
you're comparing night and day?
No, but I was outside in like pure darkness taking shots that look like I set up lighting.
Okay.
They look really good. But just like with anything involving photography or videography, what is the real key factor behind it? A photographer that knows what they're doing and how to exemplify what they're talking about.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've been seeing pictures taking – look, I took a picture under my sink. Like, yeah, it looks dingy and dark. Like, that doesn't – you know what I mean? So I've seen that. I totally know what you're talking about. But that mode is, like, unbelievable. The new phone has – a wide-angle lens now, too, that it's not fisheye, but almost kind of.
Oh, really?
So skate footy looks fucking amazing.
Oh.
No, but in all honesty, you can use it for photography or video, and filming videos with it, it looks like you're filming fucking Crank 3 or Hardcore Henry or whatever the fuck that movie was. So anyway, it's cool. The camera is really exceptional. But yeah, no one knows how to post a good comparison.
It's just so much. The volume was like, this has got to be a joke.
I have the Galaxy S8. There's no way the camera's better than that.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
How many pixels?
Change my mind.
Anything else you want to say about the iPhone?
I mean, I could go the hour. I just don't
want
to.
Is it that cool?
No. Well, what I was going to do was the battery in the new one is so good. I was going to do like a real-time demo. Like the rest of the hour, I'll just use my phone.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then and then we go. Oh, at the end of the hour, it's only at 85%. That's crazy. You know,
is it gonna?
But I won't do it.
Does it have a calculator?
They might have got rid of it because it does.
Oh,
go ahead.
Is the calculator cool?
They fixed all the bugs with it. Do you actually know about that? There really was a terrible bug with the calculator. Oh. No joke.
I just had a feeling.
No joke. Might have, like lost iPhone, money. Like iPhone 10 was out or whatever. I don't remember which one it was.
I use that for business all the time.
It was a it was a really fancy. I don't know which version of the iPhone had just come out, but at the time it was the new one. Ooh, iPhone 10. They're all talking about. Oh, okay, great. And then someone found out that if you what was it? If you type certain numbers fast enough, what was? I could be getting this wrong, but it was like 23. If I put like 23 plus 23 plus 20, it like somewhere in there after like a few of them, it just like multiplies the whole thing or something.
It's
there
just
was
incorrect.
Something where it started. People will know more than me. I cannot remember exactly, yikes. But you would just go 23 plus 23 plus 23, and somewhere in there it would get like hung up and go, yeah, times all of that. And yeah,
you remember when there really was a bug. When they used to release new consoles. Like yeah. Super Nintendo, it would come out with Super Mario World.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, ooh, exclusive new game only on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
When they release a new iPhone, does it come out with exclusive apps just for the new iPhone?
Like built in?
Sometimes they do that.
I think they focus more on now integrating the apps into the OS. Like, I found just even the new software, because I got the old phone, but the software upgraded too last week.
Yeah.
But now you can, if you hold your finger down on like a tweet, it's like, you want to send this email, text, like all these new things.
I think that's always been there.
Well, there's another way, I guess, now where I'm seeing it more visible. But no, I don't think, I think it's just all about integration.
Well, no new apps. You lost a sale. No, I'm not buying.
But it's got a new lens. It's got, no other phone before this has had, that I know of, that Apple has made, which is the only one that counts, has had the wide-angle, almost fisheye lens.
Yeah.
So skaters, I think you pretty much have to buy this phone, requirement. That's
the
primary
market. Have
you picked
up skating since you got the phone?
Yep.
Nice.
Honestly,
doing some sick footage.
I dropped it on my first half pipe the night I got the iPhone, and it's already shattered.
Rocco did a 900.
That's
spent over $900.
I did a fish plant. What do they call it?
A 1080. That's how many dollars he spent.
I did a 1080. Fish. Yeah, I a dollar for every degree I flipped.
Cool.
Cut this out. I don't want to look like I lied. but anyway, it's last year's phone with a better camera, better battery. All right. Okay. So, movie stuff. You were gonna say some movie stuff.
Yeah, it's Halloween season, and I have been watching some horror films, particularly the Paranormal Activity films. Last week, I gave a review of Paranormal Activity 1, 2, and 3. In the meantime, since then, I have actually watched Paranormal Activity 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, and 6.
Wow. Okay.
I've seen them all now.
Ooh. Is that it? You're officially caught up?
I'm officially caught up.
Okay.
Happy to announce Paranormal Activity Part 7 was announced this year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What? Halloween 2020. Oh. I will be there. Paranormal Activity Part 7.
Wow.
Demon Lickers. Well, I don't know what the subtitle is. Kevin, have Demon you seen Lickers. All Paranormal Activities?
I watched them all, I think, a year ago or 2 years ago. And I enjoyed every single one of them.
Yeah, you convinced me.
Even
see
the
them.
Bad ones had me cracking up, and they still had continuity in them that we're still going back to stuff like the first movie.
That's true. The Paranormal Activity movies start with no story whatsoever. It's funny. The more story they give you, the worse the films become.
And they start showing more of the ghosts, right? Or
well,
the monsters.
when it's just like two people like walking around like, ooh, I'm hearing bumps in my house. There's nothing more than that, and it's fucking scary. As time goes on, it starts becoming this story about like this demon named Toby who's been conjured up by this witch's coven called the Midwives who infect babies to like bring back Toby from the grave, whatever.
And then don't you start to see like in the later sequels like spectral like CG ectoplasm?
So I'll get to that. I'm not going to talk about this for too long, but here's my review of the entire series. The Odd movies, 1, 3, and 5 – fucking magnificent.
Wow.
The Even movies, 2, 4, and 6, are garbage.
Wow.
Bottom of the barrel films.
Oh my gosh.
Is it all the same director?
No, they're not.
Is each one different, or is there a predominant like person behind, you know what I mean? Like,
There is like a guy overseeing. He produces all of them, okay. And they do have directors who repeat throughout a couple films. But okay. For the most part, it's like kind of you know, it's a new director every time.
You didn't like the guy who got possessed by a demon so bad that he could ollie really high on a skateboard,
bro. That's number five. It was it was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, okay, then.
Okay. So number two was okay, but you know, a little bit. I actually enjoyed number two. A lot of people say it's not as good as number one. Whatever, that's debatable. Number three was awesome. Takes place in the late 80s. Might be my favorite. It's right up there with number one. It's not as scary as number one, but it's still pretty scary. But it's also like really entertaining to see them recreate 1980.
Yeah,
I really like number three. Number four is fucking awful. It's like the movie Unfriended. It all takes place over a Skype camera. It's
right.
Like this girl talking to her boyfriend. Oh my god, I'm hearing bumps, and she like walks around with a laptop. It was infuriating. It was. I got angry watching that.
That
I
kinda, was the first sequel, right? The first actual like. Next
number
movie.
One is the original movie. Number two is like a prequel slash concurrent with it. They kind of happen at the same time. Number three takes place kind of 20 years earlier. So, yes, number four is the first official sequel that takes place after the events of the first movie.
Yep.
And it kind of sucks. Number five, I was expecting to be so bad.
It's a spinoff. It doesn't even have a number with it. It's basically called...
Called Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones.
Yes.
I was expecting to hate it so much. I was amazed by how much I loved it. Not to talk about this for too much, but all these movies follow these families in like Carlsbad and really nice neighborhoods with big houses, well-to-do families. This one's in East LA with a bunch of
Mexicans.
Like an apartment complex.
It's in an apartment complex, and the beginning is just these like Mexican dudes doing jackass stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, get in the basket. All right. He's in like a laundry basket. All right, go down the steps. And he's like flying down the steps, like crashing. Ah,
hey, fool.
I scraped my knee. Yeah, hey, fool, dude. What are you doing there? Like, dude, they're like filming. Like, what you doing? Yo, check that out. They film a bunch of like cholo gangsters. Like, hey, Holmes, what's with the camera? Oh, fuck, run.
Yeah.
It's I so love that one too. Entertaining. And they're like filming firecrackers. Like, yo, they light the fuse.
This sounds good. Yeah. This sounds good. I like it.
And then when they're like doing jackass stuff, this dude runs through the neighborhood and he like is accused of murdering this woman in the apartment complex. So then later on, it's like, yo, dude, let's go into the house of the woman who got murdered. And then they start finding all this like witch stuff. I'm going to fast forward to the end of the movie. this is where the movie transcends and becomes one of the greatest ones. Famously, in all these movies, the ending sucks. It's like nothing ever happens at the end of these movies. Like one person has a like YouTube demon face, and they like grab somebody and like break their neck or throw them across the room. That's the
that
end.
That was terrible.
This movie is like, yo, our friend got abducted by these witches. Hold on, let's go talk to those gangsters. Yo, we know where the Brujas are. Hard cut to these gangsters like popping a trunk, pulling out Uzis and shotguns, putting on like the killer gloves, and they're like creeping around the witch's house. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, all witches get a mag dump. And that's what happens. These witches start running out from like left and right, attacking them. This dude's like,
nice.
They're like, oh, this is the witch's house, but we can't get it. Don't worry, Holmes, I got it. He starts picking the lock with like his Uzi. I'm like, this is fucking next level. It's like fucking Crips versus Witches in Final Destination 5. It's so fucking good. And then number six is just back in like this rich person's house. This is the ghost dimension.
Yeah.
They find like a magical camera that can see the ghosts. And it just looks like this drippy like smoke thing.
That was the worst one by far.
It was originally 3D, and it just every time you see the ghost, it's like comforting. I'm like, well, I know the ghost is there, so nothing's gonna pop out of it.
Right.
It's anti-scary, so I don't recommend that. I don't recommend number six. I mean, watch them all if you want to get the backstory, but number five, number three, number one, so good. So that's what I've been watching. Sorry to take up so much time talking about Paranormal Activity.
I'm glad you covered it because Kevin convinced me to watch them.
Yeah,
last
I love those
year.
Movies.
Around Halloween time, and I did not regret it.
Now, I want to bring up just an interest, I want an opinion.
Uh-huh.
This is the second week when you started off that segment, but we talked about that, whatever. It's cool, because I honestly never hear about these movies. I didn't know they were even about any of that. But This is the second time that you said it's Halloween season, so I'm watching this. Is it Halloween season now?
I count October 1st.
Check it out.
Because in my mind, it's like October 1st. You know what I mean? Like,
it's here.
It's fall, so I do think that. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, yeah, shit, it's not even October.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's Halloween time at Disneyland. No, that's on every radio station. That's on every television show.
No, totally. No,
sales at Spirit Halloween. Halloween Express is open. You go to the supermarket, all the Halloween candy's out.
So I'm not even arguing. I actually am curious because I thought it was too, but I'm like,
You go to Michael's. They got scarecrows and bats and skeletons. I went to a pumpkin patch yesterday. Yeah. Is it not Halloween season?
Here,
no, that's what I'm asking. I guess it is. Is it?
It's definitely happening earlier and earlier. Yeah. Same with Christmas and Thanksgiving, all these things. They're happening earlier and earlier, but I ain't got no problem with it happening for good old Halloween.
Yeah, because
I'm into that. Like,
I think my only thing is I'm not like, ew, fuck that. Blah, I'm not. I don't feel that way. But I also kind of wonder if, like, I just feel like I'll tire of this by the end of October. Because I love Christmas, but if I was doing Christmas shit November 1st, you know, I would be, like, over it.
Really?
I think – I feel think like I would.
Because I would agree. Christmas is your favorite.
I love it. But I just feel like if I started doing Christmas shit November 1st, I'd be like
– I think you'd love it. I think you'd revel in it.
I don't know.
I think you'd be at Disney getting the unique menu items and
– Well, I'm going to get unique menu items no matter what they say.
But
if it's Arbor Day, I'll go there.
Extra 2 weeks of exclusive menu items down at Trader Joe's or whatever.
Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's.
What's a
Trader Sam's.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's
Trader Joe's. It took me a minute to know what he was talking about. Christmas
bow on.
I really wasn't saying like it shouldn't be that. I wasn't saying anything like that. I was just having that thought. I was like, is it? Yeah, because in my mind, it's like October 1st is when I think about it. I don't think about it before that.
Here's how fucked up it is. Home Depot, you always think about like who has the holidays the most fucked up? Is it Disneyland? It's Home Depot.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Home Depot. I would say Michael's too, but
no,
it's
Home Depot because this is what happens in Home Depot. In middle of August, they put their Christmas stuff on sale.
They put that
on sale for 2 weeks. Then they get rid of it and replace it with Halloween stuff the last week of August. Then they do Thanksgiving stuff, you know.
Barbecue.
The last week of October. So if you need some last minute Halloween decorations, don't go to Home Depot because you're going to get a fucking inflatable turkey.
Yeah.
And then immediately, like halfway through November, they bring the Christmas stuff back for second Christmas.
Yeah. Bullshit. I've encountered similar things with, I don't ever really go to Home Depot, but I go to Costco. And Costco, I've gone during like the last couple weeks of December, like, oh, you know, last minute I want to get, because a lot of times they have fresh wreaths there or they have, you know, whatever. And I'm like, well, I'm going shopping anyway. I'll get some Christmas decoration
shit.
Gotta
get a fresh wreath.
I do get a fresh wreath.
You do?
Oh, yeah, dude. I got to smell that Christmas tree goodness.
You love Christmas.
So, like, I've gone in, like, later December. Like, it's getting near Christmas. I never had time to get one of those. I'm going to go down there. And, Christmas stuff is all gone. Yeah. It's like, Christmas is in, like, 10 days.
That happened
to me.
What? Every time, see, I'm perpetually late in everything I do. I'm always behind schedule. I'm a last minute kind of person.
Yeah.
So the week of the holiday, I'm like, shit, all right, let's go get some decorations. Yeah. And it's always like three holidays down the road. I'm like, oh, fuck, Christmas is next week. Let's go get some stuff. And it's all fucking like Easter baskets.
Arbor Day.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Tell me the shit now.
Yeah, it is kind of insane.
Home Depot is for those dads that are like early adopters, the opposite of me.
Retired people.
Well, it's August. I think we might start preparing for Christmas now.
Yeah.
Let's head on down to Home Depot, see what they got for sale this year.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said, I just wanted to pose the question because I was just very surprised. As soon as it hit September 1st, like half my Twitter timeline was like going to haunted houses, and I was just like, what? We're doing that?
A lot of haunted houses are already open. Majority of them, 90% of them, will be open this Saturday.
Right, that's the first kickoff for like
the
haunted trails.
The last weekend in September is when most of the major haunted houses open. I'm actually going to Los Angeles soon for Dark Harbor, which is a haunted house on a boat. Ooh. I'll let you all know how it goes. I think it's on like the Queen Mary something. It's a famous boat in L.A.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so that's
I've heard
doing.
About that. I have heard about
I've
that.
I've heard of the Queen Mary. I didn't know they did a haunted house on it because it's supposedly a real haunted location.
Oh.
If you're into that supernatural sort of stuff.
Paranormal Activity 7.
I'm into
the boat
it.
Ride.
The boat comes alive.
But yeah, I don't mind that. I do agree shit is coming earlier and earlier, but I don't mind Halloween coming early.
But do you mind? Okay, so you don't mind that. But if Christmas starts happening hard November 1st, you're cool with that?
I don't care, because honestly, I don't go into the stores to see the shit.
Yeah.
With the exception of Home Depot, which we already explained their, you know, schedule's out the door. Yeah. But yeah, I don't... It's not going to bug me. I'm not going to complain.
Don't have any, yeah.
So I'll let you have Christmas if you let me have Halloween.
Yeah, I don't have any issue. They're just being holiday shit all the time. I just feel like when Christmas stuff comes November 1st, people go, are you serious? But then Halloween in like August, people are like, yeah, all right. And I'm like, what? Just have holidays all the time. You know, who cares?
More horror movie nights. It's motivated by money. It's all consumerism. Corporate America.
Oh, tell
for them. The first time this year, I saw I don't know how long they've been doing it. It's a first for me. Halloween cards. Greeting cards. Wow. Specifically for Halloween. You give them to somebody, it says like, you know, you're a sweetie. It's like a baby dressed up as like a piece of candy, and here's a sweetie, happy Halloween. It's like, oh.
This is a scene. Yeah.
I got a Halloween card from Jan.
I did see that Hallmark was doing a bunch of Halloween stuff, which they probably normally do. I bet they sell little things Tchotchkes, or whatever. Yeah. Always, but yeah, that's kind of...
Who's looking forward intense. To getting a greeting card for Halloween? Like.
This is a scene straight out of The Crow, when the mob boss is complaining after starting Devil's Night that now they have Devil's Night greeting cards.
What?
Yeah. That's exactly what this is.
It's the same thing. Except you shouldn't celebrate an evil, dastardly... When I was a kid, there were certain houses and mothers in the school network that didn't celebrate Halloween because it was a devilish holiday, an evil day.
I miss the hyper-conservative religious atmosphere of the 80s. Like, you remember watching, like...
Satanic Panic?
Phil Donahue, and it's these children have piercings in their noses. And get this, parents, they wear black boots to school.
Twiggy, can you explain moshing?
I saw a lot of those specials.
Growing up,
and all now, that stuff.
Everybody dresses like a freak.
Yeah.
That's right.
I remember like Phil Donahue specials. It was like, so why do you wear all black? Well, I like the devil. Oh, we'll be right back after that.
Yeah, it cuts to a mom like, I can't believe these kids are going around saying, I like the devil. They don't know what they're participating in. It's just real sad. And I pray for their souls.
Well, it's cool. Kids can look up to like Cardi B and like the Nicki Minaj and like. Go on.
Hey, is Justin Bieber still Christian? You remember that? He became like hardcore Christian.
Yeah.
He got more Christian now.
Is that still going on? Is he still pious?
I think he's got a man on the inside, a faith healer or something he tours with.
Oh, okay. So he's like, he's straight up Christian rock now. Christian pop.
He reads the Bible.
If you like Justin Bieber, you're a Bieber thumper.
Oh man! And when you didn't, and when you did not see me, when you did not see my footprints at the Bieber concert, that was when Justin carried me. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors this week. Mm-hmm. I have some movie stuff I want to talk about too, but it's gonna wait because we got some good sponsors, the best sponsors. That's right. There's no better sponsor but yourself. Shop.mega64.com, the best store for all your apparel, all your media, all your other knickknacks. Pins, we got them. You name it, we got it. Home Depot, you suck, we rule. That's our official slogan, in fact.
Yeah, we don't have seasonal items.
No,
we're against that.
We're all about, we did do a Christmas cast sweatshirt.
Oh, shit.
We did. But we do it right. Just this last Friday, we put back in stock. Not only do we have the Frankie soft hat, dad hat, whatever you choose to call it, those are in stock. Those are super stylish. I love those hats. We sold a lot of those at the summer cons, but the leftover stock, we brought it. It's online. I think we have some left. I'm pretty sure. I didn't check before the show, but I think we do. And then the Charm Elite sweatshirts that our friend Mariel did. Kinu Cakes on Twitter, in case you don't follow her, you should. But she did this sweatshirt for us. It was originally a Black Friday exclusive item, but we printed some more for a couple special events, whatever, and we're just basically selling the leftover stock that we have from way back when. So we're not going to restock it, so pick that up if you wanted it. This is the last call. But we also like to do the 64-hour special, which is a shirt that we do every week during the podcast, and it's only up for 64 hours. And in the spirit of it is the holiday season, or the Halloween season, I should say, confirmed, the Jizz Ghost shirt is
boom.
Scaring up your house right now, haunting the hallways.
What does he sound like, Derek? Nailed it.
Nailed it. So there you have it, folks. Jizz Ghost. Why not celebrate jizz on your shirt? Ghost. But anyway, available now until Wednesday night at shop.mega64.com. And patreon.com/mega64 is another great way to get in on the show, get exclusive stuff, support the show, and get a ton of exclusive stuff and gifts as well. I didn't really enunciate the T at the end, so it sounded like we give you gifts, like animated gifts. No, we have gift packages too. We're about to debut the
gift
new
packages,
one.
Multiple animated gifts.
We're about to debut the new one. It's not up now. Should I just say? Should I just say what it is? What's going to be?
Wow.
Let people know, or what do you think?
Go for it.
It's a really good one. The details will go up after the show tonight, but our next gift package is going to be the Mega 64 podcast. The album. We are doing another vinyl record, and it's going to have stuff that you've loved. You know, there was a lot of stuff that wasn't on our Mega 64 soundtrack vinyl last year that, you know, that vinyl was supposed to have kind of like Mega 64's fictional material, you know, stuff from our skits and our episodes, stuff like that.
Music we created.
Yeah, exactly. This release is stuff from the different side of our lives, the live stream side, the podcast side. It's going to have Lonely Horseman, the first ever physical release of the Aquabats demo, Lonely Horseman.
That's
and Mucho Gusto. If you've ever watched one of our MLK streams, you're probably going to want that. But this is the first time this stuff's ever been released in a physical format. That's going to be a Patreon gift. So we'll have more info later on what else is going to be included in that. So,
sign up for the Patreon.
Make sure you get in on the Patreon now, and the details will go up soon. But I think you guys are really going to like this setup.
Little track
Okay, anyway, movie stuff. Back to movie stuff. I also watched all the Paranormal Activity. No, I didn't do that. I saw the movie Ad Astra. It just came out this weekend.
I'm dying to see this movie. Don't talk about it. I want to see it.
Oh, okay.
But wait, I mean, he wants to see Paranormal Activity.
He kills Hitler.
What? Oh, I didn't. Rocco.
But you don't know when or how.
Don't say if it's good.
Zero gravity.
Don't say if it's good. Don't say if it's bad.
They suck Hitler out of the vacuum of space.
I want to go in blank. So
sorry.
Make neutral, non-committal statements
don't
about
even,
the movie.
I don't even know who's in names. It.
Oh, don't even. God. I know there's two actors in it. Brad Pitt and Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, no! Oh,
supposedly. Oh, no. Don't confirm if they're in it or not, but also don't say anybody else who's in it beyond that, because I don't know.
Okay.
Be real vague.
Okay, go.
Donald Sutherland. Fuck!
Oh, be careful what you say.
God damn it.
Yeah. Be real careful what you say.
I didn't want to know that.
Fuck.
I didn't want to know! I didn't want to know that.
Donald Sutherland. No. Sean, on Tuesday, bleep Donald.
God, fucking.
And from now
ears?
On, any future podcast, if I say Donald, bleep it. That's a curse word now. That's like cunt. It's like the same.
Talk about.
It's like the same level.
Oh my God.
Bleep
Talk
it.
About a movie Got you me. Haven't seen. Is Joker good?
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
You know
is
what? I'm not going to see it, and I'm going to tell you why. Camera on me. I have a bit of an issue. This Joker movie is problematic. Now, I'm going to go into it. Okay. One, let's just get this out of the way. I haven't seen it.
Wait,
number
what?
Two, I don't really know what it's about. And you know what? I don't care because that movie is sending a message. I'm sure it's going to have a scene where he kills everybody. He kills all the people, and everyone thinks it's cool. And everyone goes, cool. Oh, yeah, I love that. You killed all those people. Why would they include that scene? Now, I don't know if they do, but they shouldn't.
He's going to mow people down.
So that was just my rant.
An automatic firearm.
Yeah, I just I'm like in a fucking tizzy right now.
He's going to be a bad guy with a bad guy gun.
I've been seeing like a rant almost every other day on Twitter about like why this movie is so it's such an issue and it's so problematic. And I'm like, have you watched it? Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
It is not out yet.
And even the responses to all those are like, yeah, I saw the movie at a film festival. It does not match what you wrote. Like, it's not what this is about. Well, I'm just saying this character is a problem.
I'm gonna cosplay to the theater in the nurse outfit that Heath Ledger made famous in The Dark Knight.
I was at the mall the other night walking through Fashion Valley. They walked past the Build-A-Bear that they have in the mall, and I saw through the window they have a Batman Build-A-Bear.
Cool.
Now, we all know they had Lego Batman, and they made Lego Batman the movie. So I'm getting my hopes up for Build-A-Bear Batman the movie, which I think would be fucking awesome.
Okay.
Can't you imagine the Build-A-Bear teddy bear? Like,
like Ted?
The city has a rotten core, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
I'm going to kick the stuffing out of
it. I'm going to bring justice to this town. But he smells like chocolate.
Yeah. And, he's got overall like armor on.
Yeah, like Bear Wayne. He wears like overalls and like they had him in like a fuzzy like Batmobile too. So I just think this movie would be awesome.
Cool.
Build-A-Bear Batman.
Get the marketing guys on that.
Just do a general Build-A-Bear movie. Have Batman show up. Have them all. Get all the characters in there. Like the bears. The other bears.
The Berenstein Bears. All right, get them
all. We got off track.
Yeah, Berenstein Bears.
Was there anything you want to say?
At Astra! It was good. Cool. This is the second space movie I've seen in a row.
Wow. Try something new.
You got Paranormal Activity. I got The Stars.
Yeah, you watched seven of them.
No, relatively close together. First Man and this. And I feel like these are both movies that are good, but have so many fantastic ingredients that it's almost frustrating they're not great. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, you have so many things going for you. Why weren't you, like, excellent? Oh. You're just okay.
I heard it was really good. The critics said it was a masterpiece.
It's got some great stuff in it, but it's like they didn't have the confidence to really elevate it to, like, ooh, you would have had a piece of art here if you just, like, would have had a little faith in your audience maybe. And
well, I was really looking forward to seeing it, but now I don't know if I am.
Yeah, I'm curious what you will think. I thought the whole, like, message of Ad Astra was very affecting to me, and I thought, yeah, that's great. But it just couldn't let me come to that on my own. It really was like, the movie has a lot of like narration and stuff, and it's like, nah, you should just shut up and let me kind of like.
Ooh, is it like, I wonder if it's like a Blade Runner.
I kind of had that feeling when I left. I was like, you know, maybe you just should have like.
The director, I wonder if there'll be a director's cut that is like, hey, this was previous to adding all this dialogue to explain every second of what's happening in the movie.
But I still, you know, I'm not saying it's bad. I liked it. It was just kind of like, man, one more push might have made that just like amazing. Oh. But, you know, cool.
I'll see it with Movie Pass. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Movie Pass. Can't wait to use that.
The anxiety in me is rising because I know that these chips are coming up and I'm starting to get a little nervous.
You don't have to do it.
I was doing math in my head. I was thinking, like, how long would it take me to drive home to my inhaler?
Yeah, if you could drive home.
Oh, my God.
I kind of feel like we should just get it over with.
Yes!
Well, wait.
No, I don't know.
Hold on. We're not ready yet.
We haven't even talked about games.
Yeah. Let's get into that for a second. Did we all play Link's Awakening?
Not yet. I bought it, but I haven't played it yet.
I've been streaming it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Twitch channel for the past 3 days, I'm trying to do an hour a day, every day, at 11 a.m. Tune into right here, Mega64, twitch.tv/Mega64podcast. I'll be at it again tomorrow. I'm about 3 hours into it now.
Okay.
I've never played it before.
Yeah, it would have been new to me, but I don't know. It's not grabbing me.
I'm telling people I'm considering starting a new streaming series called Derek the Virgin.
Oh, that's good.
Where I have first-time experiences with classic games. It's a tentative title, so don't hold me to that.
Oh, it's because for the game. I get it now.
Yeah, my first time.
Yeah.
I'm a Link's Awakening virgin.
You know, the cameras are rolling when you said that. Oh, okay. All right.
So I just played A Link to the Past a few months ago for the first time. And this – was this the first game to come out after A Link to the Past? Because I feel like they are very like – similar. They're in the same, you know, the gameplay just feels like a continuation of that.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what the timing of all these, I think this was the one after that, yeah.
It's
yeah,
this was right definitely not, so far I'm 3 hours in, the story is not as gripping.
No.
It's not as, like, dark, it's not as cinematic. No. You know, this one is kind of, you know, silly, lighthearted.
Yeah, when you tweeted earlier today, you were like, okay, I'm playing, I'm a few hours in, seeing if the story's going to pick up, or waiting for like the big story thing, and maybe that'll happen, or maybe it won't, I don't know. And I was reading that, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is the thing about this game. It's one of my favorite games ever, but context is important. It was a rinky-dink Game Boy game.
Yeah.
So having a little cute Zelda game on this little black and white machine was like, oh my God, they got a Zelda on here. You know what I mean? And so now it's got flashier graphics, and that's cool. But it's in this big console game context now. So it is kind of funny because I've heard from multiple people like, yeah, I'm waiting for the story to get like crazy. I'm like, I don't know if it does.
I don't think it does either.
I don't know.
It is a cute game. It's a cute game, like, though. Was the Mario crossover always there?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a weird little game. And when you beat it, I think you'll feel like, oh, that's why this was all kind of the way it was. Like, in that, I don't know. It definitely all came together for me when I beat it. But it never hits where Link to the Past hits.
There's
because that was a major console game.
Chain Chomps, Shy Guys, Goombas, Piranha Plants. I'm like...
It was an odd
you're
game.
In the Mushroom Kingdom.
I'm amazed. Yeah, I was like, yo, did they run out of character designs?
I think you see... Well, I don't want to spoil it for you.
But great. Koopa's in it.
You did hear a first
Hitler
syllable.
Dies in the.
You let shit, a first syllable
Link
squeeze.
You have to kill Hitler. It was just an oddball, cute Zelda game. It was the most, the rest of them kind of had this dark atmosphere and, defeat Ganon, this dark emperor and the heavy story. And Link's Awakening is like cute and there's Mario enemies and it's like, what is happening?
There's no stealthos?
They were inspired by, this game was inspired by Twin Peaks. When it came,
is that for real?
That show was airing, and the developers of it said, because they let just a small team make the Game Boy game, like, yeah, go off and just make a Game Boy Zelda. And they said, yeah, there wasn't that many people judging us, or it wasn't a console Zelda, so we were kind of a little more free. And we were watching Twin Peaks, and we thought, let's make this where he washes up kind of mysterious.
Well, somebody like, said that in the chat, but I don't get the Twin Peaks references.
It's more just like, why is this showing up, and everything is just kind of off. Like, that's all it is. It's just like, as opposed to other Zelda games, everything is just a little bit more goofy and weird.
I mean, there was that girl wrapped in plastic on Totongo Beach.
Oh yeah, you haven't gotten that to that part.
She's dead.
Wrapped in plastic.
Oh, there was the log lady.
I don't.
So far, I'm not getting Twin Peaks vibes, but I have heard
log.
That.
Yeah,
I have heard that.
Just more that everything is off and kind of funny, as opposed to Zelda was normally not that funny. Anyway. But I'm curious how that will be, like I said, in this context, now that it's a console game, if a lot of people will beat it and go like, that was it?
The graphics are very childish. I feel like if you have a kid out there and you've always wanted to introduce them to old school Zelda, this is the way to do it.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
These are like, it kind of looks like a game for a kindergartner. Like the way that it's all glossy and like...
Pretty.
It's tilt shifted, so it looks like you're looking into a miniature world, and everything kind of bounces around, all cutesy, and the monsters are kind of unintimidating in the way that they're animated. The fact that it's Goombas and Piranha Plants, stuff that
it was a cute game. Definitely.
Yeah, if you play Mario Maker, if you've been playing Mario Maker, you're going to be familiar with these characters.
Yeah.
They might not be intimidating. Like sometimes you play a Zelda game, it's like, oh fuck, this thing's gonna fuck me up. But these are like Goomba, you can jump on them and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, this was always, even in its original form, it was like, it was always like the cute one. This was the cute Zelda game. And I loved it for that. But again, in that context, it was like, oh my God, we got a Zelda game on a Game Boy. At that time, that was like unheard of. Now it's not so crazy, But certain games work in certain contexts. Like I've mentioned before, Resident Evil Revelations was a 3DS game that was like, oh my God, this is one of the best portable games I've ever played. Yeah. What a great job. And then they said, oh, but we souped it up and now it's on consoles. And when I played it on console, I was kind of like, yeah, now it's just kind of a cheap Resident Evil game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, generic.
But in the context of a portable little 3DS game, it was amazing. And so that's what I'm kind of curious about with Link's Awakening. When it's all said and done, if it'll be like, yeah, that held up with the rest of them. Or if it's going to be like, that was weird. I don't know. But I have an affection for it because I did play it on Game Boy, and playing it in this new version is cool.
I wonder if they're going to bring all the Zelda games, the portable ones, to console, like the Oracle games.
Oh, yeah. They should. I mean, they're
kind of... Phantom Hourglass.
Yeah, they should. I mean, they should. Those are... You can't find those now, you know? And right. So if... Yeah, put them all there in a modern context.
If nothing else, Four Swords should be like Switch Nintendo store game. Multiplayer Zelda.
Am I crazy? I feel like they did that. Or no,
it was on 3DS.
They brought it to 3DS. But they could totally bring that to Switch. Yeah. But the thing that I'm waiting for is, okay, the portables, that's one thing, but the Wii U got HD remasters of Wind Waker and Twilight Princess, but it was Wii U, so I like really didn't want to like... By the time those came, I think Wind Waker I played, but by the time Twilight Princess came, I was like, I didn't want to play the Wii U anymore. And a bunch of other stuff came out, I think, too. If that came to the Switch, I would replay that in a second. But anyway. But yeah, I haven't spent that much time with the Link's Awakening remake. The little I did, I loved, but I love the original. So
I'll be streaming it 11 a.m. this week, every day. Check it out.
That's cool.
And it's not that long, right? It's relatively...
I think it's like 12 hours. It's really not that long.
I'm so bad at it. I've got so much to play, and I'm gearing up to beat stuff. Like I'm playing through Doom 2016 to finish it before this Doom
Eternal
comes out at the end of this month.
Is that the end of this month?
It might be. No, it might be the end of next month. So I got some time.
Yeah, I thought it was like November.
Yeah, it is. It might be. Okay. But I'm playing through that, and then I've just got so many other games in my list that I've lapsed on the first party Nintendo hits. Like, I want Super Mario Maker so bad, but I haven't picked it up.
Yeah, I did not have time for that.
And like, for me, it's like the last four first party Nintendo titles I'm regretting not getting.
I recommend Mario Maker 2 if only for other people's levels.
That's what I would love to do.
I get more enjoyment out of making the levels, but there is so many top tier, really creative levels out there. If you only played user created levels, you'd get your money's worth out of that game.
So in Doom 2016, there was a mode called Snap Map.
Yeah.
And it's basically Doom Maker.
Wow. And really?
Yeah.
You can make Doom levels?
Yeah. There's a big community that we played them on the PPS last week. Brian and I played a bunch of different Snap Maps. And I'm having so much fun. I'm not continuing my story like I told myself I would be. I'm actually just going in and playing these user-created levels.
That makes me want to play Doom 2016.
Damn. The Switch version doesn't have it, but the PS4, Xbox One versions do.
I have a PS4.
There you go.
I can fuck with that.
People were asking, too, and I was wondering as well. Maybe you don't know this, but Link's Awakening... For the Switch version, they did add a mode to make dungeons.
What?
And that struck me as, somebody asked in the chat, and I was like, that seems totally up totally. Derek's alley.
I didn't know that. I just open it up and continue my story. Is that something you need to unlock? Or is that available?
I think it's just in there. So I'm just saying, I don't know. Some people are saying it's not good, but I don't know. That guy really wants you to know it's not good. But it's there. Why not check it out? Yeah, it's not as robust as Mario Maker, definitely, but I still think you would probably dig it.
I don't usually promote my personal stuff, but do you guys mind if I do?
No, please.
I had a music video come out this week. Check it out. It's on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Gustafo. Ride the Waves of Future Past by our friend Jacob Turnblom. That came out on Friday. I just want to plug it here.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You saw it?
Yeah, I caught it over the weekend.
Nice.
Good job.
I think when we have a significant like personal channel thing, we should always promote it on here and not hesitate. Because I sense hesitation. I think you should be proud to let the people know you did a music video. Because sometimes I'm scared to do the same thing. I'm like, I worked hard on this thing. I don't want to talk about it. No, fuck that.
We filmed it right here on this podcast set.
Yeah.
So we just stole that.
Salt was here.
It was. I'll have another music video coming out this Wednesday.
Ooh.
And Sean didn't put up shit. So this is all to motivate him to do some creative stuff.
Subscribe to my personal YouTube channel. The video coming out this Wednesday is by one of my favorite bands here in San Diego. I think they have the potential to go national. I think they have the potential to be huge. They're really big. It's so
blink.
P-O-D.
Ooh. We are.
Check out my latest music video and keep an eye out for the next one coming out this Wednesday. And I have two more in the pipeline. So
nice.
So everybody commenting, see you next year, Derek. I'll see you next week.
Okay, yeah. Quality Fucker. Over quantity.
Right.
There. I'm not even going to watch your video. I'm just going to comment quality over quantity.
Derek getting his drink on.
Getting his drink on. You were so drunk when you must have filmed this.
I posted that picture. We talked about it last week. And I, of course, naturally, after I said that, about 50 new comments on that post. Derek getting his drink on. hey, that's funny. Whatever. You're part of the joke. And yeah. Then my subsequent post on Instagram, somebody commented that. And it's like, okay, you don't know how to be funny.
Yeah, the guy stays too long at the party.
Yeah.
Then I had to delete that. Yeah. Some people just want to say stuff, and it's like, you missed the boat, yeah, you gotta buddy. Know. You know,
you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Know when to walk away.
Right.
Till dealing's done.
I know when to walk away. I think the time
people
has come.
People ask us. Oh, I just wanted to say, people ask us to add your music videos to the Mega 64 TV loop, and I always do that, so I will add that. Because when those come up, it's like a nice breath of fresh air. Like, they're not.
Hell yeah, dude.
These assholes aren't yelling and doing funny shit. We can hear some music. So I'm gonna add those in there.
I'm happy everybody likes that video. It was actually inspired by Everything Is Terrible to Great Satan. We was watching a lot of satanic, satanic like children's videos, which sounds like a bad thing, but that's legitimately what it was. These Christian videos warning you about Satan from like the late 80s, early 90s. And I was like, this would be funny content for like a music video.
Maybe someone will watch your music video and wake up at 3 a.m. tonight and have nightmares.
Well, that's why they got to have the shirt, the 64-hour special.
To protect them.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I think it's time. We will save one for Sean. Sean, on Tuesday.
Sean, Tuesday, eat him up. Get the milk ready.
He loves milk.
Now, milk is the only way to neutralize.
Our friend,
ice cream.
I wouldn't have found out about these unless it was for our dear friend giving me the hot tip that they were on sale.
Oh, so it's Johnny's fault.
Our friend Johnny.
Yeah, he's got to have one.
Johnny.
Johnny, are you here? Johnny.
JW, the cool one. Johnny, can you come step on set for with us?
Come on in.
What's up, everybody? Johnny's in the house. Come on, take a seat here.
Yeah, go ahead and have a seat.
Oh, Johnny's going to prepare some milk.
Get some milk.
Pour the milk.
We bring some milk over here.
We're going to get some milk.
We're going to get some milk going while that happens.
I don't think Garrett should do it.
Yeah, if I hand these
Why
out,
don't you think I should do it?
You're going to pepper spray your lungs.
Put that on the seat for Johnny.
You don't have an inhaler.
It'll
in
probably coffee. Clear me out. I've had sinuses. It'll probably open me up.
Okay. My anxiety is raising. This sucks. Anybody else getting like...
I've never watched
anxious?
A video.
Yeah. So nervous?
Hold on. There's YouTube videos of celebrity people eating these.
Well, when I did right? Hot Pepper Gaming, they didn't use it. But when I did it, it like wrecked the day. It like the whole rest of the day. I went to Disneyland afterwards, and I was like farting fire.
Good thing it's night.
Oh,
wait, you ingested
gosh.
It? And it went right through you?
You guys, I'm getting nervous.
I'm going to get Mexican food after this. Thank you.
I don't know if you are. Yeah.
I won't have any salsa it. With my right, burrito tonight, but
I'm gonna. I want other people to do it first. I'm not.
What do you mean? One chip in here.
Hello?
What a rip! I set
it up. I can feel the tortilla chip. It's like one Dorito in here.
Thank you, Johnny.
No real pepper. Oh, it comes with like a booklet here.
Are those? Is that a waiver?
Oh, no. You get like a bumper sticker or something.
It's one chip. The Reaper is waiting.
I'm nervous. You're supposed to go like 1 minute without drinking milk.
It says any last words on the inside.
Wait, why does the milk have straws? I'm not doing a straw. I'm gonna
you open the
that.
Coffin and it says any last words.
Reaper is waiting. Any last words? Holy shit.
Who's going to be the one that goes, it's not that bad?
Probably me.
It's going to be Garrett.
That's my move.
Yo, all right, so how do we want to do this? Do we want to do one at a time? Do we want to do all at once?
I think Derek should go first.
Do we want to do all? I feel like
Derek is the purveyor of all this. I think he should
I
go
think
first.
We should I think we should see the reaction. It's
I feel like we should do it all at the same time because someone's going to opt out.
I think we should all jump in at the same time.
Someone's going to opt out.
You have to eat the whole
around.
Chip?
You lick it or eat the whole chip?
You eat the whole chip.
Be careful of your eyes, y'all.
Yeah, fuck
yeah, don't get in your eyes.
I am legit. I am so nervous. Hold on.
I need napkins. My nose is going to run.
Yeah. Do not touch your eyes.
I just stole Johnny's. Give him some more napkins. Spread them out evenly.
I took all the napkins.
We're going to need them.
All right, I don't want to touch this with my fingers because yeah, I might stroke off later.
Do we have gloves?
This is like toxic waste.
Oh yeah, do we have gloves?
Do we do
gloves?
We do have gloves if you want.
That might
to
be
use
easier.
Oh man,
just gonna pinch it with the napkin here.
Just don't touch your. Oh, it's
hey, whatever. Smell. Jack off dangerously.
Fuck, dude.
That's the name of the new Mega Man villain.
Dude, why did you smell?
Because I want to. You smell something if you know it's rotten or bad for you, and this smells bad for you.
I broke the chip.
Yeah, oh, mine broke.
It's going to break up.
It's one chip.
It's the one chip challenge. Okay, I'm just going to grab it.
I think you're supposed to go 1 minute without drinking milk.
It's black, dude. It's fucking
black.
I'll
tell you when I drink milk, okay?
Okay.
Who's got the chip out?
Oh, all right.
I already got this on my fingers.
It's a black chip.
I'm going to wash my hands after this. Fuck it. I'm licking it.
So.
Don't Garrett's already it in.
All right.
Are we going to do the, are we going to do it? What, did you lick it?
I licked it, dude.
Is it Garrett, slow?
Yeah.
No. All right. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Are we all just popping the whole chip in there?
No, no, I'm not doing the whole chip. Because I don't know. You got to turn it up or down.
Derek, you doing the whole chip?
My chip broken too. I'm gonna do the big half.
I need something to do the whole chip.
I handled mine perfect.
All right, I'm gonna do the whole chip.
I'll try to do the whole chip. Yo, I am legit fucking nervous.
It's gonna fuck you up.
I'm starting to get sneezy and I'm near it. Like yes.
Pepper spray, dude.
Yeah, whose is what? That one's middle's mine.
Yeah, sure. I would say take a sip of milk first because sometimes if it hits your stomach. And you don't have any
my stomach's so full of pasta. It were good.
I got coffee in my stomach.
I went to an Italian like family get together today. Right. I'm full of fucking mozzarella.
I'm ready.
Oh, God. I'm legit scared.
I don't want it on my lips.
Ooh.
Okay.
Brian's hype right now.
Okay, you guys.
I'm taking a bite.
Fuck.
This is the.
I'm gonna do the whole chip.
Is Garrett taking a bite?
I'm gonna do it for the chat.
One chip challenge.
The Packy One Chip Challenge featuring pepper spray ingredients and the Carolina Reaper pepper. Here we go, y'all. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Fuck it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It was immediately bad.
It's pretty good.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
I can still breathe through my nose.
Don't touch your eyes.
Oh, no.
It was bad.
It's pretty good. I ate half of it and swallowed it, and I'm still a lot. I'm going to eat the other half.
I'm done with the chip.
Here's the other half.
Oh, there's some afterheat. There's some afterheat.
Yeah, oh, shit, I'm hiccuping. After the afterheat's worse.
I got hiccups.
Fuck.
Wait, am I supposed to go a minute?
Yeah, we have to go a minute.
Sometimes when I eat stuff that's too spicy, it makes me hiccup.
I got hiccups, too.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I went in with the milk as I ate it.
Yeah, fuck that. Is it spicy?
But I'm okay.
I feel like I'm going to puke.
You guys guessed at who would say they'd be all right. And I think you guessed right. It's not that bad.
It's starting to kick in.
It's not that bad.
It's starting to kick in.
Don't get it on your lips. You don't want it on like the edge of your lip. Mm.
I'm sweating
a little
bit.
Milk, it makes it fucking worse.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I need the milk.
Have another one? Who didn't finish theirs?
It was Garrett.
I didn't finish mine.
Where are you gonna?
Bab. I need to stand up. Stand
your up. Eyes are watering, Johnny.
Don't touch your eyes.
Hot as the fires of hell.
This is fucking water.
The devil's anus will burn you.
Keeps getting worse.
It does. I feel like it does.
It keeps getting worse. This isn't the worst of it.
What do you mean?
Get the straw shit out of here.
Are you going to finish yours?
No. Please, are you done?
I don't want to deny you the
fuck
challenge.
Off.
You didn't fucking... You had like 4 little bites. Do you suck on it?
Dude, you got to finish the chip.
I wanted to finish yours, but it looks like it's been in
bring
and out of
milk.
Your...
Can someone bring me the milk? I need milk or water or something.
It looks like it's been in and then back out of your mouth.
I don't know. I took a bite, bro.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Oh, it's just greasy.
The milk is spicy.
That's what I'm saying. This is just... This is not helping.
Yeah, top me off. Thank you, Jim.
Hold it in your mouth. It works.
I'm gonna finish Rocco's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, close. What?
I'm gonna finish.
I didn't have very much.
This is what's left.
Of Rocco's.
Of Rocco's.
I'm Holy gonna... shit!
I just took one bite. Oh, no!
Don't want it on your lip.
I did the whole chip.
This sucks so much.
Oh, my God. You really ate the whole fucking...
Okay, it's down.
Gary, did you have the whole chip?
I've had like 1 3/4. Is there bag? Can you get bags of this? Can you get like a
yeah? You
can
get a whole bag like of it. Just chow down. I knew it'd be Garrett. Garrett didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I get 9 out of 10 spicy at the Thai food place. So, and they look at me like, okay.
I get like
clip this, y'all.
8 out of 10.
Dude, your eyes are going.
You're crying over
Dude,
there.
Dude, I had like a fourth of that chip, and it's. Like, it won't go away. It feels like I got shot in the fucking throat.
Hey, I just want to point out, Rocco says he's a food influencer, but he couldn't eat the chip.
Yeah, I influence you to not eat that shit.
I am getting forehead sweats.
Forehead.
Your forehead starts to
You're
sweat.
You're also losing your control of the English language.
Nah, it's a dialect, forehead.
I need that milk to stay here. Can we just have it?
Hold on, just pour it for us. I don't think you should have any milk because you didn't even eat the chip.
I didn't let
you
it,
should save milk for people.
I'm like
kind of
shaking
chip.
A little bit. Like yeah. I can't control it.
This I let Rocco's,
into a milk challenge.
I let Rocco's kind of hit the back of my throat a little more. So now I got the
tongue. Mine fucking hit everything on the way down, and this shit sucks.
Okay, real talk.
You want to take calls?
Get my heat level up.
I thought it would be worse.
It's fucking
really,
me up.
This is worse than I thought it would be.
I thought it would be worse. This is spicy. Yeah.
You scared me, Kev.
But it's manageable. Garrett is a champion. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Garrett's I do like spicy food. I do really enjoy it.
I like a kick, but this is like too much.
Okay.
I can't do that.
I'm feeling when the chip now. Hits. I'm really... I can't, y'all.
When you exhale,
oh, shit. Sorry, guys.
The hot air, the hot air coming out of your mouth makes it
fire
like,
coming out that one.
Flame up.
Yeah, breathing on your tongue makes it worse.
Oh, it
like
does.
Doing this.
Ooh,
yeah, it's like physically.
It
burning.
Warms your throat up.
I'm really Garrett. I'm really proud of you, man.
You
handle this like a fucking champion. I mean, I like spicy food. But this thing hurts. I'm shaking. I'm sweating. My tongue is burning. Is your tongue burning over there?
Mm. Yeah. Like, if I eat too much, if I get, like, I get Panang curry, number 9 out of 10 spicy. If I eat too many shrimps and pineapples, and then I get a little heat going, I have to cool down with some rice in between. It's kind of a more now, advanced version of that.
I want to put Rocco on the spot, and I hate to do that, but I feel like he's overreacting.
You don't know how I'm fucking overreacting, okay?
Mm-mm.
I had like one bite when we did that ghost pepper burger. If I don't stop drinking milk, it's like it feels like a knife in my throat.
I'm literally feeling the same thing right
I
now.
I had hiccups for a little
when
while.
When we did that ghost pepper burger shit, everyone's like, "Oh, you're being a baby." It's like, dude, I had one bite and it felt like my brain was shutting down.
My hiccups have stopped, but you know, you didn't eat that much of the chip.
Mm-mm.
You didn't eat that
no,
much.
But it hit me all the way fucking down.
You got
dying.
Allergies. You have allergies to certain vegetables, I know. And this is vegetable based. It's a pepper.
Yeah. I'm allergic to certain peppers and like.
Could hit you.
Avocado. So.
It's starting to calm down.
I'm starting to calm down. I'm at about a 5 now. Out of 10. I'm at a 5. I feel like I went all the way up to a 9. But it wasn't a full on 10.
No.
It wasn't as bad as I was expecting.
I thought I was going to puke right here for a second.
Yeah, this was a 10 to me. This was an absolute
you
10
puke
out of 10
on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been awesome for the camera.
the hiccups, I started to like, my vision started going a little mm-hmm. bit, and I was like, oh, this is bad.
Now, Rocco still has a little bit of chip here behind the milk. This little black spot
Whoa.
Here.
Sorry, I'm venting.
And I think, you know, I think you should eat that.
I'm not fucking eating another That's cent.
I need that milk.
Fuck that. No,
it's about the size of a dime. I think you should just do it.
That's what I fucking had. That's about how much I had before, and I'm dying.
What? You had this much?
Dude. Mm.
Rub it. I had more than that.
Rub your finger on it, and then put it up your nose.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I just did that with my finger.
You just did that.
Holy shit.
You just did that, Garrett.
Oh.
Kevin, Garrett. Try just that. Have just that.
Fuck that.
Just
wait,
that.
No, I didn't,
fuck.
I might not have touched it.
Kevin.
he's overreacting.
No, I'm not trying bullshit.
I think he's playing it up.
I'm excited for Sean to do this.
Dude. Hey, you know what? Hey, Devil, El Diablo, what Baal, whatever you may be going by these days, I'll fucking see you at 3 a.m. tonight, bitch. My house. Meet me out front. I'll see you at those crossroads.
Hey.
I got him handled, dude.
It says,
I got
after this, number. Hell should be easy. Send me to hell, baby.
Yeah.
If that's harder than hell, then hell's a fucking cakewalk. As long as they have milk in hell, I'll be fine.
It's warm milk. All
right, Sean. Put your reaction in right here.
Hey, I really don't want to do this, but... I mean, I saw their reactions, and it looked fucking terrible. So the fact that I'm doing this makes me stupider than they were, but... All right. Stupid ass thing. Nervous.
I think we can end the podcast on that note.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, thank you for that. Wow, you really handled that like a champ.
I hate milk, by the way.
I do too, and it's getting warmer.
Oh, thank God, I fucking love milk. I could drink it all fucking day, but man, a cookie would have been nice.
Give me some half and half instead. I want to blow my nose on a not-tainted napkin, but
they're all right here.
I'll pick it up.
All right, everybody, we're going to stick around for the after show. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.